Hi, my name is John Brummel. I'm here to be your coach for today. I'm currently a professional trombonist in the Bay Area, and I work with several students all around the Bay Area, as well as perform in just about every style of music you can think of, from classical, opera, symphony, to big band jazz and salsa. And right now, I'm here to help you out today. And if you're interested in a long-term coaching, please give me a call and I'd be happy to help you out. But now let's talk brass. One of the biggest challenges I find in young students is that we have a challenge with articulation. What in the heck is articulation? Simply, articulation is just the separation of sounds. Now, if we wanted to talk about it in language terms,
if I was going to talk to you like this, you would have a hard time understanding me.
Or, if I was going to talk to you like this, you would have a hard time understanding me. Now, they're both the same words, but they're drastically different. There's a fancy word for this called diction, and that just means how clearly you pronunciate something. Now, I know it's goofy, I know it's crazy, but that's all right. I'm crazy and you're crazy, so let's just do a little game together. Please repeat after me. Say, diction is done. Diction is done with the tip. Diction is done with the tip of the tongue and the teeth. All right, now, if you didn't do it, stop the tape and try it. Please, I swear this will help. What we're going to talk about today is articulation, and that is simply the physical process of the tip of your tongue striking right behind your teeth, and then it lays back down at the bottom of your mouth. Now, why do we need to do this? So we can have clear separation of notes, and also so the beginnings of notes are clear instead of bumping our lips, kind of like a po or a poo or a... Now, that works in the short term, but I gotta tell you, I've been playing for 20 years now, and there is nothing that will give you more pain and agony down the road unless you correct this right now. And I promise, it'll be done within a week or two if you try every single day. If you don't, you're gonna get to junior high or high school or college or down the road, and this will give you trouble. If you don't learn how to articulate properly, you're gonna be using a lot more pressure. So this is going to give you trouble with airflow, with intonation, and you won't be able to play the high notes or play the fast, fun licks in band. So let's get down to business. Here's the first thing. No matter what, you always must keep airflow going. Non-stop air. It sounds weird, it sounds crazy, but just trust me. You have to keep the air, or what's really happening, the support, the muscles. They have to constantly be ready to go. So let's just try something here. What you're going to hear from your band director or from other teachers is a variety of articulations. Some people say T, some say ta, some say to, some say to, or do, or da. There is a million of these out here. But I gotta tell you, after studying for about 20 years, I've done my master's and my doctorate in trombone performance and brass pedagogy. And I gotta tell you, what I've found for 99% of the people in the mid and the low register is to. Why? Well, simply this. If I was going to come to your house at 2 in the morning and go T, 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 ta, 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 or to, 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 yeah, I know it'd be freaky and you'd probably be scared, but to opens up the mouth, opens up the oral cavity, and is going to give you the best sound. So with that being said, your teacher is not wrong, your coach is not wrong, just try it for a couple weeks, and if it works, do it. I swear it'll help. Alright, so let's get down to business. There's two exercises on this CD, the first of which, if you already don't have a great warm-up given to you by a private teacher or a brass coach, use this one every day. It seems simple, it seems straight ahead, and I know you know the notes. But what we're working for here is airflow, that means lots of it, and always moving, never stopping, so you gotta sit tall, take a big breath, and blow lots of air. And the other is a nice firm toe at the beginning of every note. It'll feel weird in the beginning, I know, but just keep your corners firm, take a big breath, and flick that tongue really fast. If you forget, just take your horn down and say toe. Then pick up your horn. Just flick that tongue like you're trying to spit a piece of rice out that's stuck between your teeth. So one flick at the beginning of every note and keep that big air going. Here we go. You'll hear a count off, and then we're going to play exercise number 1.